Small-scale miners killed in pit collapse at Moliashi mine in Luansha. Farmers in Kapirimpunji demand urgent announcement of maize floor price. In African news, thousands celebrate open air mass with Pope Leo in Cameroon. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Two small-scale miners have died in a pit collapse at Moliashi mine in Luansha. Copper Belt Commissioner Mwalayuyi confirmed the incident occurred between 17 hours and 19 hours yesterday. Five miners were buried when the structure of pit number 3 gave way as they searched for copper ore. Three managed to escape while two were trapped and died. Police have identified the deceased as 23-year-old Patson Mwansa Jr. and 24-year-old Kelvin Sichinga. Two survivors, 37-year-old Malon Mwara and 26-year-old Kasebele Lubwesa, were rescued by fellow miners and are currently receiving treatment at Ron General Hospital. Police have since visited the site and have launched a preliminary investigation into the incident. Farmers in Mukonchi area of Kapirimpunji are urging government to urgently announce the maize floor price. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, farmer representative Chelo Mutinta warns that delays in setting the price exposing farmers to exploitation by briefcase buyers. Mr. Mtinta says more farmers have already started selling their maize at give-away prices due to the absence of a regulated floor price. He recalled that during the 2024-2025 crop marketing season, a 50-kilogram bag of maize was selling at 340 kwacha. Farmers in the area have also expressed concern over government's ability to protect them from unfair trading practices. However, Mr. Mtinta remains optimistic that the maize floor price, once announced, will be favorable.
Well, that's a promotion to a farmer. You know what happened last year. When the government gave up the price, most of the people went to the government to sell maize. Why? Because the price was very good. But as at now, people are selling maize at a very cheap price because they haven't yet known the price from the government. So how I wish we would be advised and would get, listen to the government's what? Decision. How a farmer should sell the maize, because it is the government that is helping the farmer to buy, to subsidize fertilizer. So let the government not delay to give the price. Even if the government is not buying now, due maybe to moisture content and so on.
The Bishop's Council of Zambia has welcomed the creation of 70 new constituencies, describing the move as a positive step towards national development. Council President Bishop Martin Silwamba has urged young people to embrace the changes, saying they present an opportunity for future leadership. He has also commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia for what he calls a job well done, noting that the Commission's report largely aligns with proposals from civil society organizations. Bishop Silwamba says the allocation of constituencies reflects a fairness taking into account of both development needs and population. He has a further called for unity and peace before, during and after the elections.
People in the society to welcome this gesture. You know, always, each and every person has got his or her opposition. Whatever you are doing, you have to expect opposition. But as a church, we stand for development. We stand to support those people that are bringing development to our country. I would like to encourage our youth church. We are recommending the government, ECZ, over this gesture.
The limitation program, it is a class because we are increasing. Remember the word of God said what?
Meanwhile, Vice President Reverend Agnes Pushi has urged the citizens to reject corruption and avoid being used to cause violence. The Defense and Security Services have donated foodstuffs worth 12,000 kwacha to Matero After Care Center. The facility in Lusaka houses 44 elderly people with various challenges, including health conditions and those unable to trace their relatives. Mambo Hamaundu, Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Defense, said the defense and security wings were duty-bound to help vulnerable communities. He added that beyond defending the country, the services also play a humanitarian role. Meanwhile, Henry Matifeo, Chaplain General, said the funds were raised through a special offering during a peacekeeper service held at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross. And acting in charge Gertrude Mwangilwa thanked the ministry, saying the donation will help support the residents. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 115. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg repu, 230. 50 kg impwa, 230. 50 kg Lumanda, 180. 50 kg Ondwe, 130. 50 kg Mupilu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Delele, 200. 50 kg Kandolo, 300. 25 kg, 110. 50 kg Shava, Chalimbana, 500. Kadononka, 350. Bokosi ya tomato, 300. Onyoni ya white ponchu ya